This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's only in the morning. Yeah. He supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo!
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Bob Robin Little Sis still had it right by me. Internet Hall of Fame status. We continue with Clay Harbor joining us from the big pro football show on CHSN. Nice enough to hang out for another segment in studio with Marshall Harris and me.
You working out over there today? You working there at CHSN?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Because I know some days you do, some days you don't.
5:30? Yeah,
your colleague, David Haw, we're going to have the production call right after we leave here.
David Haw was very upset that you weren't here when he was looking for you. He thought you were going to be here at 11. He was very upset. He's like, where's Clay? Where's the Claymaker? I was like, don't use the nickname he gave himself.
Give myself that name. They gave me that in Jacksonville, and I just happened to tell Haw. They asked if I had a nickname. I go, well, in Jacksonville, they called me the Claymaker. As a playmaker, they called me the Claymaker. My coaches would yell at me. My tight end coach, Claymaker, that ain't it, Claymaker. You got to do better than that, Claymaker.
Oh, so it was a sarcastic nickname.
No, it was real. What's up, Claymaker? Gus Bradley, to this day, we're just talking about him. I'm going to read the text message he sent me about Dio Dangbo in a little bit. He used to call me Claymaker. That was the everybody. Nobody called me Clay. It was always Claymaker.
All right, so what does the panel say? There's three of us. Was it a self-given nickname? You say no.
No.
I say, of course
Haw,
it was.
Haw calls him the Claymaker.
Because he told him to call me the Claymaker.
So do we call him? What do you want to do? You want to call
I'm
him
not
the Claymaker?
You can call him the Claymaker. I'm going to call him Clay.
His mom would call him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
I tend to also call him Clay. Okay. Oh, yeah, I do.
I know what that's from.
I'm older than you are.
You know what that's from?
Really?
I'm just saying.
Hey, for everybody not paying attention just now, this man just made a reference to coming to America and had the audacity to step into this studio where I am in charge, where we are the people who run the show, and say, you don't know what that's from, do you? Coming to America? Really?
For the record, Marshall's older than I am.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Respect your elders.
Marshall's Benjamin Button, honestly.
I think you're getting close, sir. Let's start with that. It's a passion project of yours, and a passion project, it is truly something that you are passionate about. It is a project. What you've done on the personal training side, the workout side, is very much worth discussing. And you've got a charity workout that you want to promote. This is really cool.
Yeah, so firstly, with my fitness page,
what's the at for that again?
It's called Harbor Fit on Instagram and Twitter. And
how many followers do you have
on TikTok? I got like 260,000 on Instagram, 100,000 on TikTok.
Just flexing.
I just wanted to make workouts accessible for everybody that can't make it to the gym. Say you got a pair of dumbbells or a kettlebell or even body weight. I want workouts for everybody that need workouts because I know how to get fit, stay in shape. You don't have to go to a gym. And we think as people that go to gyms and do all this that it's so accessible, it's not. Some people can't afford it. Some people just don't have time. Some people are working long hours and they just need some dumbbells and a good workout to get them in shape. And that was my passion for it. And I just started posting workouts daily and the thing kind of took off and I hired a consulting company and I have a website, I have an app and it'll be out in about a month. And I'm really excited about that and I'm going to start posting more about that. And that's something I'm really excited about. But the workout class is 100% of the proceeds go to charity. It's Stride for Peace. We're doing it base camp in West Loop, Chicago. I'm doing it with my buddy Kevin Lapka. He used to work here at Odyssey. Now he's a co-worker of mine at the Chicago Sports Network. He's a trainer over there as well. Hardworking guy. But we are doing it for Strides of Peace, which is a big charity for gun violence in Chicago. So So victims of gun violence trying to find out ways to stop the gun violence, and all the proceeds will go to that. So Strides of Peace, you can go to their website, their Instagram page to sign up, or even Base Camp Chicago and West Loop to sign up on their website or Instagram page, and all the details.
And when is
there.
That?
That is Saturday at 9 a.m.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Awesome.
I'd be there, but I'm out of town.
Oh, where are you going?
Darn. I'm going to the West Coast. I'm going Phoenix to L.A. to Sacramento.
Vacation or work?
Mix. A little hybrid.
Okay.
Two birds, one stone.
He really wanted to check out the Sacramento A's.
Yes. Yeah. The Cubs are opening up their new major league ballpark that's really just a minor league ballpark with a few extra seats in it.
Oh, that's fun.
So we got to check. Yeah, you have to report back.
And, I will.
And Ian Happ will tell us about Sacramento opening day. Speaking of that text you got about Dio Odengbo,
yeah.
We mentioned him a little bit when we talk about what the Bears want to do defensively on the line. Grady Jarrett, we brought up Odengbo. The idea of having that supersized edge. I know the sack numbers aren't there, but people have talked a lot about his pressure rate, how he can try to be disruptive, get to the quarterback. What have you heard and what do you see?
So first I'll start off with the text, and I texted Gus Bradley, who was the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts with Dio Odengbo for 2 years. I just asked him, hey, coach, so I was wondering if you had a couple words on Dio Odengbo. We're doing a story on him for the Chicago Sports Network. And says, Claymaker, unbelievable to see you. Unbelievable to hear from you.
Really? I need to see the text right now. Show me the text.
He goes, he is an unbelievable person, a great pro, tremendous work ethic, and tough, both physically and mentally. I can't say enough good words about him as a person and a player. So that is Gus Bradley talking about Dio Odengbo. And I'll show you this at break. I got to keep my notes on me for now. But Dio Odengbo, I like the signing. I think it's a boom or bust signing. He is a big guy. Dennis Allen obviously likes that. We've talked about that. He's got the arm length. He's got the size. I'm not sure he's going to get the pressure on the quarterback that you want. But he is a guy that can hold down the point. You're not going to push him outside in his own read. And with the type of defense that Dennis Allen likes to run, he needs those stout defensive ends in his system.
Plus, couldn't he be a guy that, with Dennis Allen, the way he likes to deploy players, who moves him around a little bit to get him in the best position to succeed,
absolutely,
as opposed to just having him in one spot?
Mm-hmm. He's a guy that you can move inside to. You got your NASCAR packages is what they call it now, but you know, back in the day, they move guys into a 5 technique. You can move him down into a 3 technique. He's a guy that can move all around the formation. He actually had more sacks from a 3 technique than he did from outside last year in his career. This guy's really good from inside. And I think you could do a lot of things with him and like a guy like Jervon Dexter, because Dexter is a guy I think you could see move around with Dennis Allen a little bit out to the 5 instead of just a 3 technique. Maybe he's a 6 or a 7. You could play him a little out wide. And Dexter's one of the guys I wanted to talk about because I think he's one of the most important defensive linemen on the Bears that need to take a step. Because you guys saw it. He took a step last year, but he just wasn't consistent. He had the 5 sacks, right? 24th in pressures for an interior defender with 40, 43 hurries, which was 19th, and 48th in pass rush win percentage for an interior position. But as a second round pick, if he can become more dependable and more consistent, he could be a real weapon. He's got a great skill set. The way he's got the wiggle, he's got like that AI crossover, and he's strong and powerful. It's like J.J. Watt. I always talk about him because he was a guy, people think he was good because he was just this big, strong bull rusher. No, you fire off at that guy, he is swim moving you. He's giving you a wiggle.
He'll make you miss.
He's making you miss. He's going to cross you over, and you're going to fall down, and he's going to be in the backfield. Gervon Dexter's got some of that. So if he can become consistent with his strength and his elusiveness, he could be a real player.
I also want to ask you about how you see this coming together. We've observed here that, to me, all roads might go through Sean Payton offensively. There's DNA of Sean Payton in this. But Ben Johnson talked about how when he built his coaching staff, it wasn't just Sean Payton. He talked about his inspiration being John Shoup, as we've heard. You know Press Taylor. How do you see this philosophy-wise coming together? Because I do feel like there's some DNA of each coaching tree that is making this offense put together.
I love what Ben Johnson has said, and I think he's going to do, because I've been a part of both, right? So last year with Shane Waldron, he came in with Geno Smith's playbook from the Seattle Seahawks, and he plopped it down and said, here you go, Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams isn't Geno Smith. A completely different skill set. What Ben Johnson said, we are going to build this thing. We're going to rip it down to the studs and build it back up with Caleb Williams in mind. Do the things that he does best. We're not going to put down Jared Goff's playbook and have Caleb Williams try to learn this book. We're going to build it together like you did with Jared Goff. When Jared Goff came to Detroit, they said they sat in a room for 4 days, they came up with the plays they liked, and they threw it off each other, and then that's how he came up with his playbook. That's why Jared Goff had a 90 pass rating in his years with Sean McVay, had an over 100 pass rating in his years with Ben Johnson, because Ben Johnson did what he needed to do to make Jared Goff the best possible quarterback. That is what he's going to do with Caleb Williams. And that's what you see with quarterbacks. I remember, Marshall, you were there in 2010 with the Eagles. We had Kevin Cobb start the season as our quarterback. Kevin Cobb goes down. Michael Vick comes in. We ain't running the same plays for Michael Vick as we were for Kevin Cobb.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, when Nick Foles comes in for Michael Vick. You think Andy Reid's running the Michael Vick plays for Nick Foles?
No.
No. Nick Foles has a different type of offense. So the coaches that know we are going to change this offense, it was almost like a completely different offense, different plays, different play calls, whatever. But you got to make sure your quarterback is comfortable in doing the things they're best at. And that is the one thing they did not do for Caleb Williams, who was a rookie, who didn't have a ton of experience. Obviously, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, five-year starters, almost the most snaps in NCAA history. Caleb Williams only played 3 years of college football. That's something people forget. 5 years versus 3 years? If I came out after my sophomore year, I wouldn't even have been drafted at all. Wouldn't even an undrafted free agent. Coming out my senior year, it was a fourth round pick. So, I mean, there's a big difference in those years, even if it is college.
Well, I think that's incredibly valid. And when we try to see how this gets put together, you know, try to see the shape of it. He's talked about stripping it down to the studs. But you want to have some sort of understanding of what you think it might look like. As a tight end and knowing what you just told us about what the personnel would be, what you envision it perhaps being with who you'd want, how do you see this taking shape? Like, what's the first thing you see maybe echoing from Ben Johnson's Detroit offense that you envision the Bears doing?
Yeah, the first thing I think is, you know, there's some things about Ben's DNA that I don't think you can change. He loves to run the football. He likes to use two tight ends. You got Durham Smythe, Cole Kmet. That's why I think at some point you'll see a tight end in this draft. I don't know if it's Tyler Warren or Colson Loveland. This is a deep draft for tight ends, guys. Harold Fanning Jr. from Bowling Green is an excellent pass catcher, also blocker. You got Elijah Royal from Miami would be a steal. Mason Taylor, Jason Taylor's son from LSU. I saw him down at the Senior Bowl, another steal. So I think you bring in another tight end so you can use some two tight end sets. I think you put Caleb in situations where he's on the move. He can get the ball outside the pocket. You're putting him in situations where you can use play action. Ben Johnson loves play action. You didn't see a lot of that last year. But it all starts up front with a strong running game. And I think that's why you saw such an emphasis on the interior offensive line. You start with that running game. Now they got to make sure that they're taking that away. And now they got to respect the play action passes. You give Caleb an opportunity to get the ball downfield. And obviously, you know, Ben Johnson's a guy that's going to let him do what he can do better than anybody else, be Superman in certain situations. But he's going to have him down to read one, read two. Okay, now you can start to create on your
freelance.
Own. Freelance, yeah.
Speaking of running game, you were on The Bachelor at...
Was I?
Yeah, and what was the other show? The Bachelor...
in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know the shows. I wish I would have seen it. If anything,
neither one of us watched them?
Working in Philadelphia, I covered Clay before he was this celebrity in that world. I know it irritates you that people recognize you on the street more for this than they do your football prowess. Have you gotten over that? Are you okay with it now?
Honestly, now it's starting to flip back the other way. Like in Chicago, people are like, hey, man, you know, I love you on like Chicago Sports Network. And they're like, you know, I love your Twitter stuff. And then they're like, yo, I love your workout page and I appreciate your workouts. And then it's like also The Bachelor. But you got to know your demographic. If you're seeing a group of women, they're all Bachelor fans. If you're talking a group of men, they're all like, oh, I love your workouts and I love your football takes.
So my question is this. Given that you're now popular with the fellas and the ladies, how many DM slides per day do you get on the gram?
Now or during my, like, it's like when you get, right when you get off The Bachelor, you would just refresh and it'd be like 50 more. Like, this is a national show, just 50 more, 50 more. Now per day, I mean, I'm probably saying, we'll say 40?
40 a day. That's still, that's not light work. That's real work.
Respect for our friend.
Respect for our friend, Clay Harbor.
It is cool, though, that you...
Well-rounded.
You I think it is a compliment because of how many different ways you continue to reinvent yourself. Like
a
that,
lot of them are people asking workout tips and stuff like that. But
workout tips.
But it's true, though. I asked him, and I wanted to know because I was genuinely curious what his thoughts were.
Yeah, let me tell you something. After being on the in the proverbial and also the literal streets with Clay Harbor, they're not always asking about those types of workout tips.
I think we should all at some point, we'll have to get you back on because I think we all have tales from our ridiculous DM questions that sometimes, and I'm not saying it's even creepy. I'm like,
I am.
Oh, this is the icebreaker, huh? This is the move? Like, yeah. We've got to do that segment at some point.
Oh, that'd be a great segment.
Ray and Stuzzer tell us we got to wrap it up. Clay, we have so much more we could talk to you about, so we'll definitely be bugging you again. You do great work with Ruthie Polinsky and David Hall on the Big Pro Football Show. We love to watch it on CHSN. That's a hint. And then, yeah, your Instagram.
Clay Harbs 82 and then Harbor Fit. Those two, follow them both. The Harbor Fit, I think you're posting on both that they've got the workout for charity coming up on Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, West Loop, with our friend Kevin Lapka. This is the Sporty Spice Group right here. We love to see it. Clay, thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Appreciate you having me.